All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're playing Once in a Lifetime. I keep saying Once Upon a Lifetime, but it's Once in a Lifetime. The game is free, so is Aeternum. None of these games are for sale. You can donate to them on Patreon. Reason is they're both made in Honey Select. Now, a guy was kind of upset that he was ripping assets and all this kind of thing, but all right. So, you gotta think of it like this. Honey Select isn't really new or novel. I want you guys to go to Google, or your favorite browser, Brave. Brave is good. Go into Brave and type in www.thrixxx, it's not a porn site, .com. You'll immediately be sent to Thrix. Thrix created 3D Sex Villa 2 and several other games. There's a hentai one and all this. Now, these games were made in the West. No, they are not copying off Honey Select. They predate Honey Select. By how many years? Try 10. 10? No, try 20 years. 20 years, because I remember these games when I was a senior in high school. I remember looking at these games. Yes, high school. So, you can still check the games out. You can still buy them, and, you know, they have microtransactions out the ass. Or you can get the Club 17, which I talked about a long time ago. But I basically went to the Thrix page, and I noticed, hey, okay. So you customize your girls. Check. You get to buy all kinds of different outfits for them. Check. You pick what kind of room you want them to be in. Check. You have different positions and poses for them. Check. Hold on. Isn't that just like Honey Select? If I didn't know any better, it sounds almost like Honey Select copied off of Thrix. I mean, in a first. Because there's, I mean, if you play the games, if you play the club and you play Honey Select and you put them side by side, Illusion or Ill Games would probably get kind of pissed because they'd be like, oh, that is really like our game. Problem is, they can't, like, sue because Thrix had it first. They did it first. They could sue Illusion. That's the thing. A lot of you guys don't understand. They can sue Illusion. Because they did it first. You're like, hold on. I mean, this is 20 years. That site still exists. Look, I did it on a whim. I typed in 3D Sex Villa, and boom, Thrix website still going. Everything. It has a 2024 logo on it. They're still making that shit, which means they still hold copyright. You can't copyright a playstyle. But damn it, are they similar. Especially with the hentai one, where they use hentai and Asian-inspired models. Yes, Thrix did it first. So quit crying about Honey Select being new and novel, and these guys are stealing. They're doing this because they like the models and the characters, and they wanted to make their own kind of game in them. And they have. They're using Renpy, they're using assets that, you know, you use from Daz 3D, and they're using the Honey Select models. Yes, it's not exactly kosher, but they're not, I mean, other than the Patreons, which are kind of sketchy, they're not offering any money for the finished product, and they're not offering any money for the released beta versions. So, this game, which is a finished product, is free. It's free. You can just download it. You don't have to pay nothing. And there's several more games being made with this engine. And that's what it is, guys. That's how it is. Okay, so let's get started. Yes? 6-1-7-4 6-1-7-4 What the fuck were those numbers? 6-1-7-4 Well, it could have been worse. Time to get the hell out of here. Well, 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 I'm shocked, Peter. I've been looking for the keys for a while now, you know. And then I started asking if anyone had seen anyone taking them. They said no, only Fat Jack, you, and the guy in green armor were there. And I thought, that must be Peter. Maybe Peter took them. No, it can't be. Why would he do that? I hardly know him. Unless he's not who he says he is, of course. But who could be so stupid? Do I know someone so stupid? Ah, yes, I do. Hello, Grimm. Okay, you got me. I'm leaving now. Here's your keys. Leaving? Oh, no, you're not, honey. You're staying here until the police arrive. Well, what? Let's not make a big deal out of it. I didn't do anything. I just wanted to come... I wanted so bad to come to your party that... Please spare me any sob stories. Save it for your friends, darling. Come on, Jasmine. We had a good time before you were hitting on me. Oh my God, do you really believe what you just said? That's sad. Come on, don't deceive yourself. You even complimented my ass. We can still just have a good time, you know. Ha ha, honey, I admire your self-esteem, but I'm too much woman for you. You wouldn't even know how to start. Well, I think I would. I think I can make you come in less than 5 minutes. Aha, now that's a good one. You wouldn't last 30 seconds. Want to bet? Aha, nice try. I'm serious. Let's make that bet if you're so confident. Give me 5 minutes. If I make you come in less than 5 minutes, you let me go and you say nothing to your father. Yeah, sure, of course, sire. And if I don't, are you going to grant me 3 wishes? If you don't, I'm going to give you all the remaining exams of this year before we take them. I have access to Miss Wilson's laptop. You'd be able to see every question and get perfect scores. Miss Wilson's laptop? Yeah, sure, and why should I believe that? I know you're not doing so well this year. I know you're failing math and history. I guess being in a family like yours is a lot of pressure. That's why you sent Miss Wilson an email begging for extra credit. But how do you know all that? Like I just told you, I have access to Miss Wilson's laptop. You're quite a negotiator, huh? I'm just helping you realize you want this, too. I mean, we're at a party. Everybody's drunk, but here you are, holding everything together all night. What's the worst thing that could happen? Getting a little dirty on your dad's desk? Do you think he'd be upset? Yes, he'd get mad. Well, if that bothers you, then. Okay, shut your fat mouth already. You know what? You caught me in a good mood. Today's gonna be your fucking lucky day. I'm going to give you those 5 minutes, stud. Use them. I plan to. You're going to have to start taking off that ridiculous armor. I will, although I know you like it. Well, your ass looks good in these, I'll give you that. I think it's your turn. My turn? I'm not stripping down, baby. This is just a bet, remember? Go ahead. Your time starts now. Okay, as you like. Very nice. A tight, firm ass. The clock is ticking, you know. I wouldn't waste too much time. Don't worry, babe. I have more than enough. All right. Are you ready? Ah! Holy fuck, don't be so rough. I thought you liked it rough. Oh my fucking God. You'll break me in two. Slow down a bit. You're trembling, Jasmine. How long has it been since you were satisfied? Ah, definitely too long. Ah. Ah. Ah, she says. Jesus, that sounded like an orgasm to me. Catching her breath. Yes, I fucking came, all right? You won your fucking bet. Congratulations. Now get lost. You can go. I won't say anything to my father. Thank you, Jasmine. I appreciate it. Did you have a good time? It wasn't bad. Before I go, can I see what you're hiding under that dress? I've been fantasizing about it all night. Are you happy? I can see you're all sweaty. You should take this precious dress off before it gets dirty. Ha, yeah, keep it short. Do you want to see me naked? Okay, enjoy the view. Is this enough? You're spectacular. Thank you, honey. You know I haven't come yet, but I'm still hard as a rock. Are you going to leave me like this? Well, the bet is over, but since you're here, I could help you. I feel sorry for you. Oh, no, no, it's not about me. If you don't want to, I'll leave. Don't do it as a favor. Okay. Okay, what? I want to hear you say it. I want to hear how your desire is greater than your pride. You're a real prick, you know that? Okay, fuck me. I need you to fuck me again, Grim. Yes, that's better. That's it, baby. Oh, God. Ah, I'm coming again. Yeah, me too. Come inside, I don't care. Are you sure? Yes. Ah. Ah. Oh, my fucking God. Okay. I see why everybody speaks so well of your parties, Jasmine. But I gotta go. Excuse me, but I gotta go now. We've been here a while. Yeah, yeah, go. Let me catch my breath. You go ahead. Okay, I'll see you Monday. Meanwhile. Each passing day, Astaroth becomes more and more impatient. And if I fail, I've seen what he's capable of. We're so close. These past few weeks, I've barely seen my family. All of this, everything we've done, everything I've done, it has been for them. My wife, my daughter, I don't know anything about her life anymore. That man I saw her talking to, could he be her boyfriend? I don't know anything about her. That man, his voice sounded familiar. I've heard it somewhere. That man. Do you need anything? Who are you? You should watch your tone. Tell me who you are and I'll gladly answer you. I'm Moloch. I'm Azazel. Azazel, you? You are just a child. Do you have a problem with that? I did not know age was an impediment to be a son of Astaroth. I guess not. Just go put on your tunic. The ceremony will begin soon. I will when I deem it appropriate. I'll not be late. A few minutes later. That bastard. I can't believe I stooped so low. Although I must admit the sex was incredible. I can't believe how turned on I was just for doing it in Dad's office. Anyway, I should lock the door and start kicking out the remaining guests. Jasmine! Fuck. Dad, what are you doing here? I thought you... What are you doing in my office? Nothing. I was just checking if it was locked. And where is he? Who? The man you were talking to in the yard. But Peter? I don't know, Dad. I haven't seen him since then. Do you know him? Are you dating him? What? No, of course not. I barely know the guy. We don't even go to the same school. I think he comes from Bristol? I don't really know. I mean, there's no relationship. Bristol. Okay, sweetie. I'm sorry if I scared you. You can go back to your friends. Okay, Dad. Good night. Fuck, I only know his first name. I guess I'll start in Bristol. I'm gonna hunt this fucking little rat. Oof, I think I drank too much. I shouldn't have taken those shots on my way out. It must be 7 or 8 in the morning. Man, my head's spinning. Saturday. What time is it? 8:45 in the morning. It hasn't even been an hour. Wow, I'm still drunk. I'll try to sleep a couple more hours. Yeah. Oh, 9:30 in the morning. It's still very early. However, I'm not sleepy at all. I guess it's because of the biological clock. Your own body tells you to wake up at the same time every day, even if you had a bad night's sleep. Fascinating. That's a lot of notifications. Sunday, 9:31 a.m. Sunday? Sunday? What the fuck? Fuck, I'm gonna be late for Rebecca's lesson. Again! What a mess! Nice, someone went to Duckling Donuts. Eating a donut. Damn it, Lauren. Why did nobody wake me up? Lauren? Lauren! Huh? Did you say something? Yeah, I asked why nobody woke me up. I've slept all Saturday. I could be dead. Don't dramatize. It's not the first time you've done this. Last Sunday you overslept too. Yeah, well, but not 24 hours. Yeah, that's true. You probably beat your own record. And now I'm late for my class with Miss Wilson. Oh, don't worry about that. She called yesterday to call it off. What, really? Did she say why? Yeah, I think she was going somewhere with her fiancé. I guess that relationship is in full swing. Which is normal, I suppose. They're getting married. Well, I'm off duty today, then. Want to do anything? I can't. I have a science project to finish. That's too bad. What about Carla and Judy? Where are they? If I remember correctly, Judy went on a date at Lucio's with a guy from her class, and Mom went to go see Dr. Monroe. What? A date with a guy? That stupid James guy? Yeah, that one. Do you know him? Well, no, but duh. And did you say Dr. Monroe, the shrink? I don't like that guy. You don't even know him. Well, no, but duh. Anyway, I'm going to take a walk to enjoy this beautiful Sunday. See you later. You're not thinking of following them, are you? Of course not. I got better things to do. Yeah, whatever. I'd appreciate it if you'd let me listen to this now. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Lauren, one last thing. Lauren? Lauren? Hello? I knew you could hear me. See you later, sis. As a matter of fact, I got nothing better to do. So I could go look for at one of them. It's what it says. So I could go look for at one of them to see how they're doing. I think they're meaning to say at least one of them. Yeah. Ooh, sorry, guys. If I don't get distracted, maybe I'll even have enough time to see them both. Let's go see Dr. Monroe. I guess Carla is going to see him to talk about what happened the other day. I seem to remember he works near here. I think this is it, Dr. Monroe's office. Carla should still be inside. Maybe if I put my ear to the door, I can hear what they're talking about. And once again, Carla, stop worrying so much. All these nerves do nothing but make the situation even worse. You've hardly seen your husband in the last few months, so you're channeling your sexual desires towards the only man you'll have contact with. I knew it. I understand. Do you think I should come here with my husband when he comes back? No, I don't think that would be productive. For now, just try to find some constructive things to do to keep yourself busy. You're a beautiful young woman, and you need to realize that. Go get your hair done, buy yourself a new dress, get nice and comfy. Okay, I'll do that. Just don't dwell on that thing with your stepson. It's just a mere antidote. And, well, if you need another male figure around you, you can text me anytime. We can go for a walk, or maybe grab a bite. This is my job, so I want to help my patients however I can. Yeah, thank you, Kevin. I'll do it if it's necessary. This fucker's hitting on her. Dude, do you need anything? Yes, I need to talk to you. I'm flattered, but I'm not interested. Act natural. Someone might be watching us. It's not safe here. Just meet me in the alley behind Uxbridge Street. But who the hell are you? You'll know soon enough. Just do what I told you. Your life depends on it. Okay, I'll meet you there when I'm done here. Good, I'll be waiting. What the fuck was that? Does this have anything to do with the Sons of Astaroth? He probably just wants to sell me drugs or some shit. Anyways, he's still talking? I'd love to spend the afternoon with you, Carla, but I've got patients lined up for the next 2 hours. Of course, don't worry. Oh shit, they're coming out. Whistling. Thank you again, Kevin. I feel much better now. You're the best, and you're my most interesting patient. I'll email you in a few days to see how you're doing. Sure, goodbye. Oh, hi there, Paul. Are you ready for the session? What, is he talking to me? I'm sorry, Paul. Is that you? Yes, it's me, Paul. Excellent. Please come on in. Okay, Paul, please take a seat. This is your first visit, am I right? That's correct. Well, talk to me. What's bothering you, Paul? I don't know, Doc. I was hoping you'd tell me. Okay, well, excuse me. We'll start doing a little psychometric test. This way, we can come up with a psychological profile to work with. This test is 96% accurate. Wow, that's a high percentage. Sounds good. Fire away. Okay, here we go. Just remember, there's no wrong answers. Just answer the questions truthfully. Sure thing. Ahem. While working as an intern in the clinic, a patient with a strange infection on his foot stumbles through the door. The infection is spreading at an alarming rate, but the doctor has stepped out for a while. What do you do? Calm the patient and go get help, amputate the foot before the infection spreads, or shoot the patient and run off before being infected yourself. You discover a girl hiding behind a fence. She looks frightened and asks for help, but she also appears to be in possession of stolen property. What do you do? Give her a hug and try to help her. Turn her over to the proper authorities. I grab a pipe to knock her out, take the stolen property for myself. Well, that depends. Is she hot? Grab a pipe. It's just like Final Fight, right? Oh, there is a pipe! Let's see. Your grandmother invites you to tea, but you're surprised when she gives you a pistol and orders you to kill someone. What do you do? Offer your most prized possession to convince her to spare his life. Obey her. Ask Granny for an assault rifle instead so I could do the job right. Or shoot her in the face. You do a favor to Mr. Abernathy and he offers you a reward. What do you ask for? Nothing. His happiness is reward enough, his entire fortune and properties are to let me fuck his daughter. We don't know who his daughter is, though. Could get his fortune and properties. You find out that an old friend of yours is sleeping with your girlfriend. How do you react? I fuck his mother and sister as revenge. First of all, I try to talk to them both. I dump her and beat them up. I murder their entire families and then strangle them with my own hands. You decide it would be fun to play a prank on your father. You enter his private restroom when no one is looking and change his toothpaste for another of a different taste. Loosen bolts on his water pipes. When he turns on the sink, he'll be in for a surprise. Replace his blood pressure medicine with sugar pills. Put a hand grenade in the toilet tank. Okay, now I'm going to show you some images. I need you to tell me whatever you think you see in them. Okay. It looks like that thing you fight at the end of an RPG, like an angel looking thing, you know, it's got the it's like you know, in the background music and you're fighting the thing and it's this giant angel, or like, you know, it would be like a fallen angel because it's all dark or whatever. Face of a goblin, Batman, a two-headed angel. That's like the mask, you know, like in Skyrim, you got the two horns and then you got the little, like the two horns to the sides, and then there's that, like the outcropping of the mask right there, something like that. A dragon flying downwards, a man with tiny arms but a giant cock, a giant being impaled, or another vagina.
I don't even see the dragon. Oh, now I see the dragon. Oh, I definitely see the dragon now.
I saw, like, you know, like a profile of a woman. Like, you got her hips. She's got real wide hips.
You guys are going to learn a lot about me from this, I have a figure. But also looks like two ducks fighting over a bow tie, or like a little bow tie. And then there's this thing here that looks like an insect. It's got two eyes, and of course you got the little legs. Actually kind of looks like something from Metroid. You know them things in Super Metroid that have the giant, the long legs, the big guys, you know, they have the long legs. You face them in Brinstar and they take a lot of hits at first. Yeah, it reminds me of one of those. Two guys bowing to each other, two waiters trying to act normal, the collar of a shirt stained with blood, and another vagina. I can't say that. Hide their erection. A guitar, a beard, a freshly skinned hide. If this is not a vagina, I get up and leave. It's not a beard. It didn't look like a beard. It looks like maybe a guitar. All right, we're done, Paul. Let me check your results. Yes, so I thought. You're a psychopath! Yay! You guys heard it here first. Grimm is a psychopath. But you knew that, right? Sorry, what? Yes, I'm afraid so. Clear psychopathic tendencies leading to an increase in mental disorders and eventually turning into full-blown psychosis. Null empathy and an alarming orientation towards aggression and violence. Yep, that sounds like me, Doc. The results also show an increasing homosexual tendency up to 40%. Really? That's good to know, but don't worry, I can help you reintegrate into society. I'm prescribing you some tablets and scheduling 2 sessions per week. I'll go get the registration form. I'll be back in a minute. Sure, I'll be here. What have we got here? He left his work email account logged in. Big mistake, Mr. Monroe. Okay, here's his conversation with Carla. We do this and now this. And done. Now all the emails she sends to this account will reach mine instead. The gravy train has made its last stop, Mr. Monroe. All right, I've got everything. All we need first is a payment of... Paul? Where'd he go? God damn it. He almost caught me. But at least that test of his was fun. I guess I'm done here. Let's check up on Judy. Did Lauren say they went to Lucio's? I guess I'll stop by to see if everything is going well. Maybe I won't even go into the restaurant. I don't want to look like a stalker. Wow, this place is so cool, James. There's live music. Yeah, it's not that bad, I guess. Do you come here often? Not really, but I had a discount coupon. Welcome to Lucio's. Is this the first time you've come here? Yes. In that case, I highly suggest you try our selection of delicacies from around the world. This week we have Mexican, Indian, and Lebanese. Sounds good. Please come with me. I'll show you your table. Oh my god, I can't believe I'm here. I'm so nervous. Yeah, me too. I mean, I can't believe you invited me. I thought you didn't even know I was alive. Ha ha ha. Not at all. I looked for you all night at Jasmine's party after the bottle game, but I couldn't find you. Yeah, sorry about that. I left early. Don't worry. Nice dress, by the way. But thank you. This James guy is hiding something. I can smell it. What kinds of mayhem will this new fight bring? We get all the scoop from people in the know. Dead or Alive is back. Now on sale, Dead or Alive 5. Be careful, Judy. I can't hear a word they're saying, goddammit. Looks like they're going to order. Hello, sir. Welcome to Lucio's. Do you know what you'd like? Jesus Christ, look at those breasts. They could pop the buttons on that shirt at any time. I'd tear up her blouse with a bite. I don't want anything else, thank you. I was just reading the paper. Do you know this paper of yours is dated September 2012? What? President Obama will serve another 4 years in the White House after being re-elected president of the U.S. Yeah, I knew there was something weird. Thanks. So what'll it be? I'll have a beer, please. Oh, and what about eating? I'm afraid you'll have to order something to eat, too. I highly suggest you try our selection of delicacies from around the world. This week we have Mexican, Indian, and Lebanese. Yeah, okay. Give me some of that Lebanese. Right away, sir. That'll be expensive. It seems Judy and Jamie Boy already have their food. Well, James, tell me about yourself. Do you like movies? Well, I'm more of a series person, but whatever. Oh my god, me too. I love them. I can't believe how much we have in common. What are you watching now? A few of them. Have you ever watched Breaking Bad? Breaking Bad. I've heard good things about it, but I haven't seen it yet. And Game of Thrones? I only saw a couple of episodes. The Wire? Also, no. Friends? Nope. Black Mirror? Is that the name of a series? Rick and Morty? Nope. Peaky Blinders? Peaky what? Westworld? Not that one either. BoJack Horseman? You made that one up. Any anime? Anime? What's that? Sons of Anarchy? I don't think so. The Office? Nope. Vikings? I made a series about Vikings? The Simpsons? The Simpsons? Never heard of it. Sir, you do not exist. This person is not real. Okay, why don't we change the subject? Judy looks like she's having a good time. Maybe he's not such a bad kid. I guess I just got jealous. If that's her decision, I should. It is dated 2012. Dude, are you following me?
Yes, I need to talk to you.
I'm not buying anything, man.
I just need you to listen. The alley behind Uxbridge Street. If you want to protect your loved ones, this is your last chance.
Okay, I'll be there. I certainly hope so. I don't have a good feeling about this man, but if he was the son of Astaroth, I doubt he'd be so kind. I'm going to the bathroom for a second.
Sure, don't worry.
And now James went to the bathroom. Well, I think I've already wasted too much time. Maybe I should get going. Humming. They're both humming. Hey, man, how are you? Do we know each other?
Nah, I just remember seeing you out there.
What a hottie you brought with you, huh?
Yeah, man. Can't wait to bang her.
Yeah, I suppose. Do you like her?
Yeah, well, she's okay. Another house to fuck. You know the drill, dude.
Yeah, I know, dude.
Oh, and you don't know the best part. The thing is, the girl's a brain, so I'm gonna fuck her and she's probably gonna do all my homework. Two budget slain with a single missile, as it were.
Oh, wow, you're too smart, huh?
Just let the bitches believe their own fantasies until they suck your cock. It's that easy.
Ha ha ha.
Aha, what a stupid bitch you got, huh?
Ha ha ha.
Ha ha, yeah, man.
Ha ha. Ha 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 ha.
Well, I think my hands are fucking wiped enough. See you later.
Sure, man. Farewell.
What the fuck? What do you want? Just take my wallet. I don't want your fucking money. My problem is that I didn't like the things you said about the lady who's waiting for you. What lady? I'm talking about your date, you fucking idiot. It so happens that I know her, so now you're gonna go out there and tell her everything you just said in the bathroom. Do you understand? Yes, perfectly. Good, because I really don't want to ask you again. Now get your ass out there and do it. And say it out loud, I want to hear it. Okay. Let's see what this prick does now. Hey, what took you so long? Look, Judy, this is giving me more trouble than it's worth, so it's almost better this way. Are we gonna fuck or what? Excuse me? I mean, I don't know what you're looking for, but you're expecting a relationship or something, and I'd really rather you stop boring me. Am I boring you? But, oh my god, please don't make a scene. Look, I think I'm going to leave, so... You're not going anywhere, you little piece of shit! What? I'm the one who's boring you? I've been bringing up topics the whole time, but you were just sitting there with a poker face. And who the fuck doesn't know who the Simpsons are? You're a pest! I'm the one who's leaving. I can't believe I put up with you this long. I don't even like you anymore. I like someone else, and I'm sick of making myself believe that I don't. At least this has helped me to see that. And who is he? What? That's not your fucking business. Have a good day. Wow, I wasn't expecting that, but I'm happy for her. Fuck this guy. Well, I've been here longer than I expected to be. Judy already left. I guess I'm done here. Did he eat? I should go see what this man wants. I hope I don't wake up in a bathtub full of ice with no kidneys. Okay, the alley behind Uxbridge Street. Yes, there he is. I'm here. You know, I've been watching you for a few days, and I still don't know if you're too smart or too stupid. What do you think, Grin? What? What do you want? Who are you? I'll cut to the chase. I'm one of the sons of Astaroth. I knew it. I am Asmodeus. You shot that arrow into my room? Yes. And I need your help. I can't risk talking to anyone in or out of the group. But I know you know us. You've been in the temple. They haven't killed you yet for some reason. So you either know how to hide or you're very lucky. However, I need to know if I can trust you. To begin with, are you the only one who knows about us? I see. I need to talk to them. We'll meet again tomorrow, here, 8 p.m. Bring your sisters. How do I know I can trust you? I don't know who, I know who you are. I know where you live. If I wanted to kill you, we wouldn't be talking. Okay, we'll be here. Good, now go home and be careful. That was ever creepy. Hello, I'm home. And there's the girls. Watching Futurama on TV. Bloody hell, that's hot. Someone made themselves comfortable. Hey there, is everything alright? Sure, bro. Are you watching anything? We're just passing time until Who Wants to Be a Dealer starts. What's that? A new reality show. I'm gonna pass. I'll just go to my room. By the way, do you want to go to school together tomorrow? I have to show you something. Cool. Sure, no problem. Nice, see you tomorrow. Hey, Grim, how was your day? Hello, Carla. It was... Wow, you look beautiful. I love your new haircut. You really think so? Of course. Every day you look younger and prettier, if that's even possible. Oh, stop it, you... Okay, stop now, Carla. This is exactly what Dr. Monroe said you shouldn't do. He just gave you a compliment, and you're already thinking dirty thoughts about him. Just keep busy and throw all of them out of your mind. Well, I'm going to finish some paperwork. I've got some emails to send. Good night. She looks tense tonight. A few hours later. Judy and Lauren have already fallen asleep. Let's see if Carla is still awake. Since I readdressed Dr. Monroe's email, I can pretend to be him. I've been working for hours. Well, I've been distracted at least. A message from Dr. Monroe? At this hour? Weird. Oh, he's asking if his advice was helpful. So sweet of him. Nice, she's online. Now I have to play my cards right.
I wanted to talk about your stepson. I think all of this comes from an unresolved problem with your father. Do you still feel aroused when you're around him? You should have sex with him. Yeah, kind of. I can't help myself. Do you have any other thoughts? No, I don't think that's wise. It makes the situation even weirder. Don't tell him anything. We'll talk. Okay, we'll try this again. What? When? How? What did you tell him? Thank God. Don't say anything to him. I'll do it some other time. I'll keep you informed. Thank you, Dr. Monroe. Good night. Oh, hold on. Oh my God, why would you do that? Don't worry, he's been incredibly understanding. He understands your husband is away a lot, so you, as a woman with needs, can find yourself in your situation. So what? How does this help me? Alright, hold on. You should avoid talking to him from now on. He knows what you're going through, so he won't ask you questions. I see. That makes sense. My head is all over the place now. We'll talk again some other time. Thank you, Mr. Monroe, and good night. You're out of your mind. Don't panic. I'm not talking about sex, but some sort of sexual intercourse like masturbation. Just enough so that you can move on. There's no other way. I know what I'm talking about. Believe me, I see a case like this every week. It's called the Jocasta Complex. I told him to come and see you to talk about this. Soon this will just be a funny story between you two. Oh my God, is he serious? That almost makes sense, Dr. Monroe. Thank you for your help and good night. Does that make any sense? Maybe he's right. I mean, it's not as if we're gonna fuck, just something to break the tension. This way I may be able to forget about this embarrassing obsession. If Dr. Monroe said this is the only way, he can't be wrong. Oh my God, he's here. Carla, may I come in? Yes. Hi, Carla. Hi, Grim. Have you talked to Dr. Monroe? I did, and I have to tell you that you don't have to be ashamed. He explained everything to me perfectly, and I want to help you in whatever way I can. He said, a hand job? He used the words, break the sexual tension. Yeah, he said that to me, too. Okay, he's the expert. I just hope he's right, and I can get over this soon. Okay, get undressed. Let's not drag this out. Done. You can turn around. Okay. Oh my God, Grim, you sure have grown up. And you sure didn't get that from your father. Okay, let's do this and be done with it, shall we? Okay. Wanking. This feels wrong, but at the same time, it feels right? I guess this is what Dr. Monroe meant. Holy fuck, he sure has a huge one. Are you alright? Yes. Are you almost done? Not really. This may take a while. What, a while? It's just, well, I'm lacking some visual stimulation. Visual stimulation. Yeah, I mean, you're all dressed up and if I get undressed, you'll be able to finish? Totally, as soon as the dust settles. Bah, fine. Just lay on the bed. Let's get this over with already. Okay. Can't believe I'm agreeing to this. Don't you think this is getting out of hand? I don't think so. This is the only way to get over this. Dr. Monroe said it himself. He can't be wrong. Yes, I guess you're right. Is this enough visual stimulation? Yes, I think so. Oh, fuck yes, Carla. Now you got it. Ah. Well, I guess we're done. Thank you, Grim. You've been very understanding. I'm the one who should be thanking you, but I'm happy to help too. However, you sure this will do you? What do you mean? Well, if you aren't satisfied yourself, how's this going to help you? I should return the gesture, don't you think? Look. Let me show it to you. What are you doing, Grim? Get out from under there. Oh my God, Carla, you're soaking wet down there. Oh, Jesus Christ, what are you doing? Stop it now. Grim, stop. Stop. Oh my god. Oh fuck, that feels good. Ah. Oh my god, keep going, Grim. Ah, fuck. Ah, you were right, I needed that. Oh my god, this has totally spiraled out of control. Well, thank you, that was very therapeutic. It's time to go to sleep. I'd appreciate it if you didn't talk about this with anyone, not even me. Of course not. Good, 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 good. Good night then, I'll see you tomorrow. Bye. Oh, sweet lord, Dr. Monroe sure has some extravagant methods. I hope that worked. At least I can say that was a therapy I enjoyed. Monday. Okay, so that's the end of the week with Once in a Lifetime. And we'll have more Once in a Lifetime next week. So stay tuned for that. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Once in a Lifetime.